know that there is something magical inside of you, but you don't know how to uncover it? The Heart Sing podcast is dedicated to just that, helping you put yourself first and figure out what lights you up. I'm your host, Addie B, aka Slayer of Namaslayer, and through my journey of losing nearly 100 pounds, uncovering the magic of my soul, and building the life of my dreams, I'm leaving no stone unturned in the process of self-discovery. And I'm here to share it all with you, so let's get started. Wow, 25 episodes, you guys! Addie B here, Slayer of Namaslayer. If you're new to the podcast, I'm your host. Today we are going to dive into having some fun and talk about abundance and synchronicities of the universe. Most people find me because they are working on weight loss, but quickly discover as we get started, it is about health and honoring our bodies, but so much more than what we are just eating. And today's episode is going to dial into just that. Of course, it's about the mind work too, but this is soul work, my friends. Dreaming of new, big, impossible things like weight loss may seem for some of you as it did for me. This can be the path that leads you to uncovering that magic inside because it can lead to bring your attention to all of the signals that are right there, right now in your body and all around you. So whatever these things are you are wanting in your life, a healthier body, financial freedom, travel, love, whatever it is, you have no limit except your own mind. And we are going to work on some avenues to open those floodgates today so we can start creating the lives of our dreams. Who's with me? All of these things you desire, the body, the health, as you build this vision and seek joy and fun of it, you can uncover this path to self-realization, to your dharma or your purpose or living as your highest self. And no two paths are the same. This is why you can't just go do a how done it course, right? Some of our paths are more cracked than others. Some have many entry and exit points, dirt roads. Some are paved. Some hike up big mountains and others meander along a mountain stream. The point is we are all on a different path and it's one of your own. It is our job to seek and watch for the breadcrumbs that will be unique to you and your ego and your life experience, your situation. We are going to talk more about getting in tune with the universe and recognizing these breadcrumbs to start to uncover the path to what lights you up. As always, I will be sharing my story with you and drop some bombs for you to think about, some tools for you to dig deeper. And please join in the discussion about all of the podcasts in the free Heart Sing Podcast Facebook community. All links will be down in the show notes for anything I reference here. This past year, I have been mind blown by synchronicities I've noticed in my world. And we're going to talk about just a few of them really from one big key thing that happened to me over the past week or so that's been playing in my world for quite a while. Since I started paying attention to what arrives in my world, and now that I know more about my body as well, how to listen to that navigation system, it's nuts. These past couple of weeks were like, bam, bam, bam. Here's what went down, you guys. I was playing the money game. This is a law of attraction tool. Super fun and eye-opening if you haven't played it before. You spend money each day. And I've been really working on abundance this year and working to remove old limiting beliefs that I know I harbor deep around money, which incidentally are very similar to my food thoughts, but we'll get to that a little bit later. Last week, I had this virtual adventure camp going on and my heart was just singing. I mean, I was in my authentic power, radiant flow. I'm playing this money game. I'm spending virtual money. $1,000 on the first day, you get $2,000 the next, $3,000, $4,000, and so on and so forth. So each day you get to spend this money, but you can spend it on whatever you want, but you have to spend it. So I'm a few days in after paying some bills and giving some money away, things like that. And I started really thinking, okay, what would be the first thing I would really buy myself right now? And it was a virtual assistant. I didn't realize really until that point how important that was to me. It had been on my list for a long time, but I was always restricted by these money thoughts around it. So I know my brain started working on this as I had purchased myself this virtual assistant. And eventually throughout the week, I realized I have so much I can share with someone. I bet I could get like an intern or something to come to Namaslayer headquarters and learn all the things I'm willing to train in my way with my tools, because now I know all the steps in the process. And this happens to be one of my zone of geniuses, right? Like taking processes and building teams with them and showing others how to do them. So in all of this coming together, I realized that this was really needed in my puzzle, this piece in my puzzle, so that I could get freed up to create more content to get to the next phase in my business. I also realized how much I missed that part of leadership that I had experienced, that building these teams and businesses for other people. Now I just get to use this skill for myself, and I've crafted this for over 30 years, building these huge profitable businesses and just being like, wow, and getting so excited and lit up about that prospect of it. So, of course, I got an intern, and we are calling her an apprentice, though, because we decided that's more appropriate at this stage. And it's just cooler, right? She is an inspiration apprentice. Since I'm the chief inspiration officer here at Namaslayer, I'm sure you will hear and see more about Jazzy J, who you might remember from the Heart Sing podcast episode with the success stories from the sisterhood when she shared her story. I put it out to the universe and on a Facebook Live as I was thinking out loud like I do. And literally 2 days later, I had the person that was exact fit for this starting endeavor. And then I started having all kinds of women and opportunities in my path for guidance and help and marketing, all kinds of things. So you're probably thinking, yeah, big deal. So you put into motion an idea you had, which, by the way, would not have happened had I not been playing abundantly. But I was thinking the same thing. Okay, that all makes sense. But synchronicity, I don't know. So I keep spending this fake money, buying all the things, really having some future self fun and getting specific. Now, mind you, I've been writing in my Me First Guide planner on the assessment page each night. It asks, how can I increase focus on what I desire? And I've been writing, build a vision, get more details for months. And I had started doing home tours as I'm gearing up for a brick and mortar house soon. I really need a home base for some massive creation. But hey, the Creativity Adventure RV isn't going anywhere. Then this game, of course, falls into my lap, where essentially what I'm doing is getting detailed. I almost ignored the invite for the group, but it said magic in the title, and it was from one of my Chopra School classmates, so my curiosity was piqued. A little nudge from the universe, perhaps? Synchronicities. As I'm spending money, I'm feeling how great it feels to experience all of these things, all of these experiences I'm having purchasing the money, seeing places I'm going to visit, and just having a great time. And I'm getting detailed, all right. Listen, my debt is clear. I'm taking Millie, my youngest, to Japan. She just loves it there. She's dying to live there. So I figure I'll take her over there for a sneak peek. I'm going to California for the month of May to RV. I'm going to Hawaii for a full month in July to stay near Millie. I've gifted tons of people money. I've hired a PR company and advertising agency, so I don't have to mess with that stuff. I want to stay in my zone as I create. So this is going to allow me to do that. I also have a personal shopper I've commandeered that has a great sense of style and helping others with their style, and she knows how to get it done. Bab strikes again. Thank you, darling. Now I have this Pinterest going with her with all the beautiful clothes I will have. Not tons either, just pieces I love. Really working on clearing the clutter and creating room for abundance and just owning and having things that I love and use in my life. And so as we're building this Pinterest board and wondering what my body will look like 20 pounds from now, it's even helping me manifest and visualize that in more detail. I'm just having so much fun with it. So I'm spending this money the same week of Sisterhood Virtual Adventure Camp. I'm still doing it, by the way. And my heart's just singing, alignment at its finest, you know? One day I was like, oh shoot, I forgot to play the money game. And I went in my inbox to get an email about it. I had an email from another friend that didn't even know I was playing the money game. And she gifted me a session to Renee Spears. She does the Abundology podcast. There's a lot of us in the sisterhood that listen to her to get the energy reading for the week. And I know she's an abundance coach. She helps people bring more joy, love, abundance into their lives. She's super fun and a radiator, no doubt. So I'm gifted this 1 hour session with her. The friend didn't even know I was playing the money game. What? Right? Mind you, Renee doesn't know me for jack. Well, she does now, of course, but then she didn't know me. And I can tell we are in each other's future somehow, even past this session. She is channeling my spirit guides, which I've experienced before. And my guides are a hoot, of course. They are so fun. So anyhow, out of the blue, pretty early in our conversation, Renee says, wait, I'm getting this right now and it seems important. I don't know your business or your journey, but your guides are saying it's time for the book about your journey on awakening, and then there will be one about signs. And this smacked me in the face. First of all, it's been on my lifelong dream list to be a best-selling author, me and a million other people I know, but I see it ever since I was a little girl. It's a dream in a window in my brain. It plays sometimes. I can see it now. It's in the top right corner, like the 2 o'clock position, whatever that means. Any of you brain dream people out there know what that location in my brain means? Let me know, because literally it's right there. I can see it. In this movie space, this mind movie, I see myself writing in places all over the world. In fact, I created my special little writing nook in the Adventure RV, aka the rig, just for this purpose. Even when I have my mountain house, I'm keeping this rig as a creativity space where I can just go off for weeks on end and get lost in the earth and create and connect. Yes, it's just magical. There's also a houseboat in Amsterdam where I write for some reason. And on the streets in Paris at a cafe, I'm seeing a balcony in Tuscany as well. Remember this, you guys, as I'm posting pics on social doing just that. This is how the RV adventure all started, you know, and look what happened this past year. To back it up even more on the book, I want to give you some context because it's coming, you guys, and I want you to hear it now so you can be like, wow, look how that happened. Kind of like everything else I've done up to this point and shared with everyone live online. It's just been unfolding. It starts with a dream, or me even imagining or daring to dream a new future is possible. So a few weeks back, one of my uncles who listens to the podcast messaged me after whatever episode that was and said, it's time for the book ad. And last summer, I was walking around saying I was going to write a book. Maybe I would just take the summer and just do that. It was just never just write. What was coming loud and clear last summer was doing the podcast from Facebook friends, fans, my sisters, friends, family, the same uncle, my aunt, of course, who I speak with all the time. The podcast was calling more than from everywhere, and myself included. When I was doing a lot of soul searching, though, the book kept coming up. So I was getting a little confused about what I really wanted. When I would ask myself, what is the one thing you would regret not having done 10 years from now? It wasn't do a podcast. It was always write a book. It was always write a book. I've had visions about being a best-selling author. I can see myself doing this, like my mind movie I just told you about. I can see traveling the world with my books, writing and speaking. I've taken pictures of best-selling book racks at stores and superimposed my picture on top of them. When I was in Hawaii on that vision board, it was all about being an author. And then in the move, I just let that dream go. I just let it fall off, literally not even make it to my vision board that moved to Arizona. So what is that one thing for you? Ask yourself, take a moment. 10 years from now, what would you regret not doing? And have you taken action on it? If not, why not? Is it still on your vision board, or do you need to get it back up there? And don't tell me you don't have a vision board. Let's get one of those going. For me, the prospect of writing a book always seemed so daunting. Before I learned about the universe, this happened with everything. So before the past couple of years, it happened all the time. I would get so caught up in the how that I couldn't push past it. And I'll see this still happen today, and I coach myself through it. I would start to learn all I could about writing. Right? Like how to do it, how to be a writer. I even paid $1,000 for a course on becoming an author. I was writing every day in journals. I knew I had like 20 books of great stories just waiting to be written or just put in a book even. They were ready. And yet it was just too overwhelming. Even once I understood the how, I would just get lost in that. I was doing the motions of trying to find out the how because I wanted to listen to this desire of mine, but I wasn't really passionate about it yet. I wasn't creating from the future. I wasn't releasing it to that space. I was struggling against the now with an awful lot of that past bundled up in there. Healthy dose of perfectionism in there as well. It was like I was trudging through mud. But I wasn't even trudging. I never even started it, this book, the one that I will write this year. Obviously, I shifted gears and I started the podcast. Those of you that are thinking of starting one, do it. It's not exactly easy, yet it is. Everything is once you learn it. This is the problem. We start doing hard things and then we give up. You have to want it badly enough to keep going when it's not easy. And this comes through your vision and cultivating those details. Man, the tech I had to learn to put my art and vision into the world, and I'm so happy I did it, all of it. It's a superpower now. It helps me create on a mastery level. I can see all of the pieces. It was a lot of trial and error, stepping away from perfect at the beginning. With every new piece of software I learned, and there's literally at least 20 now, and not just for the podcast. That might be the easiest thing to produce, actually, is the podcast. Every single time I push publish on this, on the podcast, I still wince. I still have to rewire those thoughts that it could have been better every single time. Just like I experience self-doubt every morning before I do my AM habit stack. I'm not fixed from this. It doesn't happen. I'm not immune to all of these emotions, but I have much better tools to deal with them. And I've learned how to push through and step away from that perfect line that moves anyway. So there's no sense of perfect. I do it because I want to reach you. It is my calling. It is my deepest desire to inspire you in some way to help uncover that magic inside. Yes, of course, to meditate, but in any way that helps you seek that path, it lights me up. So I must, no matter how painful it is sometimes to push publish or learn a new software, I must do it. What is it you care so deeply about you would learn 20 new software programs if you had to? Is there something that drives you inside that you're really interested in? If you don't know, that's okay. Just start maybe asking, and we'll do a few more discovery questions. As I learned with the podcast after all of this torment at the beginning and wrestling with all of these bouts of perfectionism, I finally figured out that I just need to write them out first so I could clearly see my message and get it organized before I speak it to you. I would spend a few hours in the morning writing and then proof it. I'd say it out loud so I can deliver in a manner I want you to receive it, just like we're chatting and I'm in your ear. And I hope that's the effect you get, because that's, as I'm sitting here, I am smiling and laughing and there's hand motions all over the place. I should probably just film it at some point. But I also sit in that little writing nook and I just write and I enjoy it and I love it. 25 episodes now, and I know exactly how much time I need to write 4,000 words, which is what my podcasts usually are. 90,000 words in a book. So doing this for 22 days, I would have a draft of my book. Seriously? That makes it so much more doable. Another path was opened up to the book through writing the podcast. Can you see that magic? I could see what I wanted in the end, but the how was burying me in a ball of self-doubt, frustration, overwhelm anytime I thought about it. As soon as I let go and followed the podcast crumbs, I became a writer, a better writer than I was before. How can you gather skills you may need to live more in your zone of genius while you're on your current path? What kinds of things could you do? Learn to stay open to these nudges from the universe when it's coming at you full force in your newsfeed from friends and family. Take notice. Don't let those pass you by. Stop and think and take action and commit. What if your path to becoming that vision of your dreams is that those things you let pass by because you were afraid to try something new or it was too much money to spend on yourself? I see this one with women all the time. We spend thousands on educating our children, but we have remorse over spending $300 on a course that might just be that magic thing. Or maybe you have, every time you see an idea, you think it's just crazy because you just couldn't possibly do that at this stage in your life. Your path's already made. It's too late. You don't have time for any of this. Remember, you create time. And who knows how much time you have left? What do you want to do with it? Any of these ringing a bell? Or do you have your own set of limiting beliefs that are stopping you from action to uncovering that magic? It's important to focus on what we do want and not what you don't want. The universe is going to bring you what you are putting energy toward. If you are putting energy toward a bunch of things you don't want, congratulations, you will get them. Don't do that. Be intentional with what you do want. And do you know what it is specifically, what it looks like? Do you want it so badly you're going to get up over and over again no matter what? Writing a book is one of those things for me, and it's time. But now I'm ready to start taking that action on it. I've already been taking action. Listen to this for synchronicities, you guys. Today, I'm playing Resort Addy. It's an everyday adventure I do. I talk about making your everyday adventure bucket list in episode 17. I'll put that reminder down below for you. On Resort Addy Day, today I'm back in my old stomping grounds in Phoenix, and I hiked the mountain that held my body while my soul awakened. I just needed to come back today. I even dropped a little live in the Heart Sing Facebook group for kicks, and I planted my body in the earth as I do, did my magic morning pages, and then I came to the resort near the area where I used to live and to write and enjoy the waterfall and the pool. So I'm sitting here poolside with the breeze blowing in my hair as I type under this umbrella in the shade, just grinning my ass off at this life I've created. Friggin' A, I'm just so grateful. I can't believe this is what I've created. This is what I get to do that gets to light up others and lights me up. It's just amazing. So as I'm sitting here writing this podcast, just filled with all this amazement and joy and gratitude and abundance, the same uncle from last summer literally just called me and said he's shipping the book about writing the book that's a must read. And he's already reached out about some publishing stuff himself and was going to send me some information on that. And I just laughed. I told him I was going to have to add it to this episode because literally I'm writing this podcast as he called about the book. Talk about synchronicities. I might have mentioned my spirit guides to him too, and I think he for sure thinks I'm nuts, but that's okay, because how fun is that? What if I have spirit guides and I listen to mine and the magic happens, and then I see all of the other signs start to say yes, yes, yes? Do you ever wonder what if and just stay curious and have fun? Do you see things like this happen in your life? It's as if the universe is standing there with a big sign saying, yes, write the book, Slayer. I'm just cracking up. It's just a little too crazy, right? How fun, amazing, and abundant. I'm so peacefully happy just as I am. This is how I know I'm ready to keep manifesting like a mofo, you guys. The release of attachment to things. I saw this thought work come out this week as I've been working on abundance and Renee's course called 28 Days of Money. I'll link her site here for you in case you want to get in on all of this money, mind work, and manifestation. One of the days in the process, we did some work around our limiting beliefs around money. And I was like, oh my gosh, they're just like my food thoughts. Growing up, I had such mixed messages about money, and I've been battling them, doing a lot of work to bring knowledge and awareness to this because I want more fun life experiences that money can buy. I want to see my daughter on a whim. I want to take my girls to Europe and fly to New York City for a Broadway show and shopping when I feel like it, just for fun. I finally feel like I had my aha that hit while we were working on this. Growing up, we had money, so to speak. We didn't want for anything. We had a beautiful home, really anything we desired. But I remember feeling with my mom that we were always kind of spending from a place of restriction. We would go on these big shopping sprees and stay in nice hotels when we traveled for swim meets sometimes. But there was always a comment about how much it cost or we shouldn't be doing it, but what the heck, let's splurge. Meanwhile, my father, who grew up with more money, was just generous and didn't ever act with scarcity around it that I saw. And I realized now that I related a lot about money to happiness my entire life, as much as I would say that I didn't or that wasn't true, it's really my mom and I, it's what we would do. We'd spend money for experiences. This is when mom and I would have fun, right? So I had a lot of joy and love wrapped in those experiences. But even to this day, I feel buyer's remorse from spending and some from the clothes shopping. So odd, right? But my big aha is this. I realized this past year taught me I don't need money to be happy, any of it, literally at all. I am so peacefully happy in my little adventure RV. Do I want more? Yeah. I want to have experiences that money will buy, I told you about. But am I worried that I will get these things and they'll be gone and I'll no longer be happy because I lost a house or a car or a thing or a retirement fund? Nope. I am happy right now with literally in the eyes of the world and my former self, nothing but what I'm creating, which is everything. It's so worth. It was worth so much more than my big six-figure job, the house on the ocean, the RV, the motorcycles, all of it. Creating my life and serving others, living from my heart in alignment finally. And listen, you guys, shut that inner critic down. The one that's in there. I know mine was. But Addie, how are you going to support yourself when you're old and sick? Or, oh, that's so irresponsible to act like that. You're so irresponsible with money. All of those limiting thoughts. So here's what I say back to that. You know what's more irresponsible? For me to not follow my joy, what lights me up, my heart sing. What if I were to come experience this fabulous life and not ever find it because I was afraid of how I was going to be taken care of in a nursing home that I might not ever even make it to? This doesn't mean I want to be totally irresponsible about life in general, but I don't want it to stop my dreaming. I'm going to follow my breadcrumbs and learn to trust in the universe and the field of infinite possibilities, allowing this creation to flow and trusting that I'm right where I'm supposed to be. And as I keep building the vision of that future self that is abundant and content, just as we are now, allowing the universe to deliver the path. Of course, this requires action for us as well. We can't just sit around wishing for stuff. We probably will have to fail a ton. And you know what? It's also worth it. Say it with me, you guys. I am ready, universe. Bring it on. Did you guys all do that last week? Open your heart to the sky and sing it. I am ready. Bring it on. I walked around for 40 years missing many signs, probably most of them. Sometimes you just have to know to look and to understand the difference between doing hard things and persevering and something not being right. Starting to identify with your intuition again, that gut feeling. I talked about this a lot in the episode about your internal GPS, about understanding how to listen to our body, mind, and soul, the gut, mind, and brain connection. We are the most amazing machine on the planet, and it's complex. There's a lot of things for us to listen to right within our own bodies. There's another question that was really key on my journey to becoming Slayer and manifesting this life I created, and I love to ask people. You may have heard me ask before, and have you done this yet? It's really simple. You pretend you're reborn, You have like no limitations, nothing. You have no family, nothing yet. You're coming back into the world and you have a choice to pick any occupation or career that you want when you're here, and you will be the most successful person at it, whatever it is. And list five of them. I still have this in the margin of my Artist Way book by Julia Cameron, where she gives us this exercise. When I was back at Corporate America, I did this. It was probably like 3 years ago. And here's what I wrote, you guys. I went and pulled it out so I could get them exactly for you. I wrote author, yogi, motivational speaker, TV newscaster or newscaster, and a travel blogger. Check that out, you guys. I've become these things I dared to dream in a margin of a book 3 years ago that seemed so insane to me from sitting in my 300-pound ball of misery of corporate Addy. So far, I'm a meditation instructor, aka a yogini, right? I motivationally speak right here on lives in person, wherever you want me. Travel the country in an RV and report back to you all. Travel blogger, nailed. Newscaster, I tell you guys my news all the time. And then there was the author, and we all know that's happening now. You know why? Because now it's a goal. I've set the bar, and if you've followed me for quite a while, you know it's going to happen. None of us quite know when or how, although my spirit guides were very certain it's October 12th at 2:45 p.m. that I will have my book launch. But you know how we know? Because I've built this vision, the emotion, the universe is working with me, and so am I, and I will not stop. I'm going to use these skills that I built losing weight and building the Me First guide process and make it happen. And I'm going to happily fail all along the way. I'm doing part of the process right now by committing to you right here, by telling the world. I put the date on the calendar and I invited key players in this abundant Addy the author game. How fun is that? It's got to be fun, right? I had to drop this late ad in here to the podcast because I had my first official Namaslayer meeting with the Young Jedi. That's the nickname for my inspiration apprentice, Jazzy J. And it's sticking for me, so you'll probably hear it more. Anyhow, the Young Jedi said to me as we're talking about freeing up more time for me to be able to create, she said, yes, so you can write your book. And my mouth dropped open. I'm like, did I talk about this somewhere? I was saving this for the podcast in particular, so I was pretty sure I didn't let it slip. But she just looked at me and said, no, I just know it's something you want to do. I probably haven't talked about that enough. I mean, I talk about it, but it not in this context or like for it to come up. It was just funny. I'm like, synchronicities. There it is again. Watch for your doors. The universe opens for those breadcrumbs, for the confirmation, for all the arrows that the universe gives us. Yes, yes, yes. This is the way. That vision you want, get detailed and have fun with it. Ask yourself, what are those five career paths for you? Are you willing to dream, create, and fail your way there? What if you knew you could get there? You could become that thing, that person. You just didn't know how. What would you do? Would you start trying things and eliminating them by failing at them? All great things come from this place, the willingness to fail, to get up over and over. Once you get there to this place you want to be, you're just going to want to try something else anyhow because you'll have already become her, and we are growth seeking beings. The good news is, just like everything else, we learn and we just get better and better at growing and creating and stepping into fear. This is why in the Me First Sisterhood, we practice each and every day, as I like to call it, stepping away from perfect. We do small little actions to increase our awareness, to live with intention. We learn to accept failure as a learning experience and eventually wear it even as a badge of honor because we are moving forward each and every day. Little changes at a time, one habit at a time. We're building new future self versions of self and starting to get still and listen to that magic inside. Look for those signs around you. Answer these questions I asked you here today. Join us in the Heart Sing Podcast Facebook group so we can discover and learn together how to live more abundantly and from our highest selves. So look for all of these synchronicities and make magic in the world. Until next week, my witches and bitches, Slayer out.